Good afternoon, I guess. I'm Mary Cranston, as said. Today I'm going to talk to you about recess with a goal. And actually, activity, fun, and relationships are a big part of it. When you're looking at nursing students and you're placing them in a school, there's a couple of things you have to deal with. One is that, first of all, children are in the school to be educated, and classroom time is very precious. So we tried to look at a way to find access to children. When could we develop relationships? How could we do that? And recess is a wonderful place. When we look at our overall program, and I'm speaking right now with the recess activity in particular. I know Shelley will speak a little bit more to the other side, but with recess in particular, we really wanted to find ways to, part of our goal from the public health side and also from the America's Promise overall with pediatrics is we wanted to teach students to do a community assessment. So we do a very targeted community assessment, but yet we incorporate the whole community. We wanted them to learn how to listen to the people that were there and how to create programs based on their needs. We wanted them to learn how to recognize and utilize community resources, to discover how to collaborate and collaborate with people who come from other disciplines. We also wanted them to figure out a way and to see that they could make a difference and create a program that would be sustainable. So we leave a trail and we try to replicate every semester what they've created. We try to leave a trail or a next step and where we can go from there. With schools, we know that schools face many challenges, and I imagine your states are the same as our state. Finances is an issue. We face challenges with pressure about more requirements for academic success. Our schools have a greater requirement for inclusion of healthcare education in the elementary schools, which is something new to them. Specific education. We also see, like I said, diminishing resources and diminishing staff that goes along with that. The other thing that we're seeing within schools, both in our high schools, but in particular in our elementary schools, is a rise in anxiety. School nurses are having to deal more and more with children in elementary school levels that are really having significant anxiety issues. When we looked at our students and said, well, what began this project? Really, what we wanted to do is we created what's called a health project. It's now called the Health Promotion Learning Project. But part of what the students did was they did a community assessment. And our nursing students in this initial pilot group, the old original initial pilot group, really noted that the playground was probably the number one site where children were injured when they were at school. It was also the number one site where there was a likelihood that there would be a referral to the principal because of altercations on the playground. So those were things that they picked up. They also picked up on the fact that there were concerns raised both by locally identified and nationally identified sources about sedentary lifestyles and how important that was. This was during the time frame we were talking about how endemic, we had an endemic issue with obesity. And they were very concerned about that as well. So these issues pulled together along with some of the information from their key interviews. When they used key informants for interviews, one of the things that came up was even though we're a town or two cities with about a population of 150,000, concerns were raised about a safe place to play. And that's in our towns. So, you know, it puts perspective on it. We also had students, the students identified that in Healthy People 2020, the call had gone out to provide moderate to high intensity programs that incorporated behavioral counseling, dietary, and especially physical activity components. So the students acknowledged this, and we acknowledged that in seeking to do the health promotion project, they really wanted to create what they saw as a jump rope club. And they started at Pepper Ridge Elementary School. Now, their key informants, when they looked at key informants, they went to the principal, the school nurse, but they went beyond that. They actually went to the PE teacher, they went to the PTO president, they went to the PTO boards. You know, they talked to people who were members of the Promise Councils at the different schools. They even went to the health department and talked about, well, what do you think? What's going on? What is it from your perspective? They utilized county assessment data, and they looked at the wellness goals for each district. And from that information, they compared that to the data they got on Healthy People 2020 and the recommendations, and that's where that Jump Rope Club impetus came from. We have three schools involved currently in activity clubs. The first one occurred at Pepper Ridge Elementary, and it was a jump rope club. The second school that became involved was Stevenson Elementary. And then the third school that came involved was Washington Elementary. And I'll explain that. We really kind of expanded out. We started out with one place and then decided to carry it to a second place, same concept. And then we tried a different concept at another site. And it was interesting what we learned. With the Jump Rope Club itself, we really began this club. We're fortunate in our community because recess still exists. It is a priority in both school districts. We have some of our schools who have additional activity clubs, and with those additional activity clubs, the issue that stands is that they're either before school or after school, but not during school. So some kids, if you rode the bus, if you didn't have somebody to bring you, you didn't get access to these clubs. So a recess club really gave them more access. With the jump rope club itself, that was where we initially started. We found that there were a lot of different benefits from these kinds of things. What we did added to the organization on the playground. It helped to carry a message that exercise is fun. And it gave the kids adult mentors. It gave them role models to follow along with. And that was kind of a neat impact. When we looked at the initial jump roping club, it was an, When we looked at the initial jump rope club, it was an excellent activity. We only have 20-minute recesses, so we have a limited amount of time. By trying to put together organized groups or organized games, by the time we got the lessons out there or how we were going to proceed, we lost them. So the jump rope club was something we could begin immediately, and they were immediately involved. It gave them more numbers of steps during the time frame that we had available. It also gave us a way to create the greatest amount of movement, we felt, and so that's what we went with. We began the jump rope club with a group of nursing students who happened to involve two male students. It was really interesting, the students' response to them, because the first day we were at school, they asked them if they were doctors, and they all said, no, I'm a nurse, and from a nursing perspective, that was a beautiful thing. The other piece of the puzzle is one of them was a football player at ISU, and the other one was a recently returning military vet. And so it gave students male role models, really interesting combination. We were very proud of that. With our jump rope club, we had some success and we had some learning experiences, and I'll talk about that at the end. Our next group was a walking club, and this was begun at the request, specific request of the PE teacher at the school. The PE teacher had done a group with teachers at the school to promote health, and she started a walking club with the teaching staff and the faculty at the school itself. The students, every time they walked distances, however far they walked, they got a foot on the wall in the gym, and all the children at the school saw this. So she thought, you know, they said, can't we do this? Can't we do this? So she thought, oh, great, we'll do this, but we'll do it on the playground. We'll have the students walk on the playground. The nursing students then put up little foots all along for their participants and showed them different colors for different classes and how far they walked. And we targeted the fourth grade in particular because we kind of wanted to start with a small group and work our way up, figure our ways through this. And so we did do that. And that's another little story I'll tell you about near the end so that you can discover what went on. When we expanded our jump rope club and went a little bit further, we tried to tie it differently. We took advantage, again, of fourth graders because fourth graders are naturally competitive. You know, they love to compete. And so what we did was we counted up how many from each class participated, and we had a great little traveling trophy. It was a little plastic cup, but it had a tiger wrapped around it, which they all loved because that was the school mascot. And they competed, and we awarded it at the end of our jump rope series at the end of the school day, and they got to keep it till we came back. When we worked with this, we tied our jump rope club to the activities in the classroom. For example, the fourth graders were learning about directions. And so north, south, east, west. What we did is everybody jumped to the southeast, everybody jumped to the northwest, everybody jumped forward. We also tied it to spelling in the classroom. Can you jump and spell? A, B, C, you know, we kind of jump and spell. And that was kind of fun. We gave stickers. I'll be honest, we gave stickers, immediate reward. Oh boy, I liked it. Didn't have to be big, just little teeny tiny ones, but it really worked well. When we pulled around the next group that came along after that group actually implemented a little bit of a relaxation technique. What they did for cool down was they taught kids, you know how kids relate well to visuals, they taught kids about the flower and the candle, that at the end they had let's take a few deep breaths and get ready to go back to class. I want you to smell from the flower and blow out the candle. And now let's smell from the flower again and blow out the candle and have a great day. We did add some positive affirmations to that. We asked kids to identify 3 things they did well and 3 things that they were going to do well the next day. It got kind of funny because part of it became, I'll step aside to do this one, but it became, I didn't hit my brother on the way to school. I won't tell my mother on the way when I get home. Or the other good one that I really like was, I'm going to do my homework if there isn't too much. But it was fun and it was humorous, but it kind of gave us an opportunity to hear from the kids and what they were thinking about. And that was just a lot of fun. It really was. Okay. We added a new twist this semester. At Pepper Ridge, we kind of shifted from a jump rope club to a Zumba club and put that in place. And that Zumba club has been a very successful piece. It's become large enough. We have a large enough participation. We actually do it indoors instead of outdoors, and we do a little video that goes with it. But the thing of it is we've actually got enough kids participating that we actually have a recess monitor that comes in with us. In a school of 400, it's a little less than 400, but in a school of a little less than 400, we have 90 participants. So that's darn good. When, again, we're in the sticker incentive zone, if they all participate on an ongoing basis, we do have a water bottle that they can win, but they have to be there, you know, more than half of the time. It's 3 out of, I forget what the standard was, but that's where we're at. Plans to expand, we do want to do more Zumba clubs, and we want to add a second school and see if we can replicate this, see if this is just as popular. And you'd think it would be little boys and little girls, and you'd think we would just target fourth grade. We didn't. We went K through 4. So we went over 2 recesses, and it's been very successful. Even blending the kids, it's been a good blend. Lessons learned. This is where I get into it. With our first school, first you have to involve the school. Lessons learned, you really need to have information from the recess monitors who know the kids and know the standards and can tell you, what do you do if you have behavior issues or what are our standards here at this school? You need to talk to the assistant principal, who is usually the disciplinarian. What kinds of things can we do? What are some of the issues you see? PE teachers who know what the kids love. You know, that was our PE teacher who said Zoom's a big thing. They love it. We don't do it enough. You also have to look at listen to your faculty at school about what groups to work with, simply because there are some kids that were more engaged. And once we engage one group, then we get other groups who also want to be engaged. So we've learned that we need stepping stones. You need to have an objective. You got to have a plan for your jump rope club. I know it's only 20 minutes, but you got to have a plan. Because just being present, what we discovered from the first group, if you're just present, you don't get a whole lot of participation. You know, it's just jump ropes, and after a while, it gets boring. So what kids want is they want games and challenges. They want to compete and be acknowledged for their competition. They want to be acknowledged, but not the negative kind. It's where everybody gets acknowledged. They also, you need that organization, because 20 minutes can be longer than you think. So that's a little lesson. The last thing is, it's really to play on their strengths. Okay. Furthermore, if something doesn't work, you need to ask why it doesn't work. Our walking club did not work. We couldn't figure out why nobody wanted to participate, but we considered it a success because what we discovered was over lunch, if you misbehaved at lunch, your punishment was walking on the playground. None of the administration was aware this was going on. And so even though our club was not a success, we did successfully change some policy. The last thing that I really want to talk about is to keep it simple, to support other groups, but be aware of who is your essential piece. You've really got to have a school nurse and people that are willing to work with you. And our next steps will be tracking more seriously the number of people that we've participated, because we hadn't really looked at an evaluation piece. And considering tracking maybe injuries on the playground as well as issues in the classroom. Do we have more issues in the afternoon in the classroom on days we don't have recess club than on days we do? So thank you.